A union that represents Connecticut nursing home workers says it's negotiating with state officials to avert a strike planned for 6 a.m. on Friday. WSHU's Ebong Dama reports.
The 3,400 nursing home workers are demanding an increase of starting pay from between $13 and $15 per hour to $20 per hour. Rob Barrell is president of SEIU District 1199, New England, the union that represents the workers. He says Governor Ned Lamont's offer of $16.50 per hour is not enough.
You cannot recruit people to come in and staff nursing homes at $16.50.
Sheila Maloney teaches nursing at Quinnipiac University and is a fellow of the Gerontological Society of America. She says this is a symptom of a larger problem facing long-term care.
We need a better, more sustainable plan for long-term care, not just in nursing homes, but also in the community.
She says following the pandemic, a critical source of long-term care is now unpaid family members. Ebong Udama, WSH News.
The state plans to deploy National Guard troops if necessary to help monitor care at the 26 nursing homes that the union has scheduled for strike action on Friday.